The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right.
Off to a good start.
Number five.
It's one of those days. Hey, it's a tiny part that turns a Glock pistol into a mini machine gun capable of firing dozens of rounds within seconds. And not only dangerous, it's illegal, and people in Chicago are buying them by the droves online. Oh. At least 118 people possessing a total of 256 of these switches fall within the ATF's Chicago Field Division, an area that includes parts of Indiana and Wisconsin, by the way, it should be pointed out. And in most of these cases, these items were ordered online from sellers outside the U.S. for as little as $30. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart told WGN-TV that these devices need to be off the street.
There's no conceivable reason for this device. There is none. People will continue to try to acquire these because for someone who's involved with like drive-by shootings, gang members, and things like that, it's good for them. And it changes the basically the entire nature of the gun. But they absolutely do know these switches are something they can't possess, and they go to great lengths to try to hide. All it could do is just harm more and more individuals.
There you go.
$30, and it is tiny. I saw the promo for this. It like could fit, you know, it's like looks like 2 inches long. Nothing.
Right, it's tiny. Well, you have to place it into the gun.
Sure,
you have to actually put it in the mechanics of the gun. But I don't think you have to know that much about it, because guns are pretty simple. It's pretty, it's fairly simple to take a gun apart and put it back together. It's designed that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rocket science. So here's the difference. Here's what a Glock would sound like without it. That's even slower than probably would normally. I think you go a little faster than that. But here's what it is with it.
Gee. Tells you everything right there.
Yep. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Justin Vall, one of the party of 18 who was asked to move tables at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Naperville because of their skin color, was on with John Williams earlier today. And he says that the host came over, asked him his race, if his race was black.
I'm not angry at the host. In hindsight, he was trying to do the right thing. The problem is that Buffalo Wild Wings, that particular restaurant, I feel has trained him. When he first started working there, he wouldn't have asked that question to anybody. But my problem is that is not the first time that that's happened. And the reason being is just how the whole situation went, and when we get further into the story where the management wanted to accommodate and attempt to move us, it's not the first time that it's happened. So this young gentleman felt helpless. He was thinking, yeah, I'm going to try to protect these people, but yeah, I need to keep my job.
The host was black, I should say.
Yeah, the host. It seems like but there are several levels where this could have been turned around and gone the right way, and it didn't.
No. Because there was a customer who was complaining because she did not want to sit next to black people. That is our understanding here.
I thought he. Yeah. But a regular customer and the people, Mr. Justin Ball, knew about it because the guy was staring at them the whole time, they said. I think it was his wife who posted that Facebook post, and that generated thousands of likes, and people were horrified by what happened.
Now, the attorney representing Mr. Ball, who is Cannon Lambert, says that Buffalo B-Dubs has offered to ban the unidentified man for life, but he just doesn't know how that's even possible.
In order for them to do it, they're going to have to notify all of their stores as to who that person is. Now, I know they've been reluctant to share that information publicly, so I'm not sure how they can take that posture where they say they're going to ban that person for life, but don't share who they're banning. I would invite Buffalo Wild Wings to be consistent. I think they should be consistent. But if they are consistent, it's going to be requiring of the fact that they disclose that information.
I think what Buffalo Wild Wings has to do is they got to go find that manager from Starbucks who got fired, who got upset because a black guy was sitting there not ordering coffee, but waiting for somebody else, his friends, to arrive. And then she moved everybody into the cold case to save them from a black man who wanted to use the bathroom.
Yeah, that happened.
So if we we could, but then Buffalo Wild Wings is good. Now how this what I again this story is amazing to me. How do you go to a manager? And so this guy goes up to an African-American manager and says he wants the African-Americans next to him moved. I mean, what goes on there?
So many questions, Ro. I mean, just so many. Apparently, there was someone at the restaurant, a manager of some sort, who regularly sat down with this fellow and hung out with him at his table, that he was certainly considered to be a regular. That they, you know, liked. When he makes a request like that, how you can still like him, I don't know. Put up with that, I don't know. And then Justin Vall, who John Williams interviewed earlier, said that the hardest part of this was trying to explain to 9, 10, 11-year-old kids what happened, why they weren't allowed to sit there and had to move and go to another restaurant. That's tough.
We'll get to your 3, your 2, and your 1, but first, let's check in with Lauren, what's happening on the roadways.
For the news at 10, watch WGN, Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, of course. For TV news at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
Top 5 at 5 continues. We've worked our way to
number 3.
Kanye is taking being born again very seriously. He's got a religious journey that he is on. And his wife is not quite sure she's up for this.
On that journey, too?
I'm going to tell you something right now. This is November of 2019. I will make the prediction that by the spring of 2020, I give this 6 months before they announce a separation. This is cuffing season, as we learned earlier.
Oh, God.
So I think they're still cuffing right now. And plus, they got to figure out whatever episodes they've got left that they OE on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And he's got an album coming out, so he needs that promotion around this season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. What do we call that? K-U-W-T-W.
K-U-T-W.
Yeah, K-U-T-W. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah. So that whatever it is, they're tied to each other until the spring. Until he gets his own spin-off. If he gets a spin-off show, then he's out. Right? But she's not so happy. So in order to promote this season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she and Kourtney and Khloe were on The Real, and this is what she said.
He is my husband, so I obviously want to honor him and what he's feeling, and he's been going through this life change, and it's mostly about the kids. You know, the kids are getting older. He's very cautious about what we have in the house, and we got rid of, you know, TVs in the kids' rooms and removed makeup from North's room, and he's been had this, you know, epiphany of being this, not that he wasn't an amazing dad, but being a little bit more strict as a dad and being very forceful on the imagery that's in our household and what they see, and I actually agree with it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I'm always going to be me. Yeah, and so we had that discussion and that fight.
Don't they sell makeup to kids?
Her sister has made a $1 billion empire out of makeup, and she's on television. That's how she's made her money.
And she's on one video I'm aware of.
That's one, widely circulated.
That's one. That, you know what? If I'm Kanye right now, I'm less worried about the eyeliner than I am about the kids seeing the video.
Or the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awkward conversation.
The butt pedals or whatever they put in the... What do they put in it?
Oh, like implants.
It's way more than that. The lip injections, the, what's it called, the Botox. There's all kinds of surgery.
Yeah, there's... okay, I get it. There's stuff that's going on there. But they also have the thing. They got like an implant. They got a thing down there.
Butt implants.
Yeah. I don't know how the hell they do that. Oh. Do you have to, like your tire, is there like an air valve that has
you
to be...
You can kind of deflate it first.
Deflate, reflate.
Kind of...
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Can you choose how big you want it to be that day?
Right.
Wouldn't that be great?
Check the pressure. I mean, I don't know.
Like a beach ball.
This is... And so she's going to tell us about positive body images for young women?
I'm going to be me. Are you sure you haven't been you for a long time? Really, you.
Wow.
Just saying.
By the spring.
I'm going to sell out, get butt injections and lip injections.
Yeah.
Go all reality famous.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, I think you should, Kev. I think it's a good move. Hey, I will say this, though. I will say that If they do split up, I'm Team Kanye.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where you're going?
Yeah, I'm going Team Kanye. He's crazy. He's batty as all get out. But he is, at least he's standing for something. Team Kanye. I'm with you, brother.
You see, he got in trouble for his brunch at his concert over the weekend. You know how he does those Sunday concerts? Mm-hmm. They called it Brunchella because people paid $55 for a tiny little plate of nothing with two tiny bacon strips. $55.
There you go. There you have it. All right. Checking in at
number two.
For the ninth year, Jimmy Kimmel's asked parents to pretend they ate all their kids' Halloween candy, and it went just like it always does.
I ate all your candy.
I'm Gaga the police.
We ate all of your candy. Will you forgive me?
Yes, but don't do it again. It will make you very sick. You will have to poop all that out. I'm counting on you, Willie.
You don't eat people's candy.
Mackenzie, Jimmy Kimmel told me to do it.
No, thank you.
Jimmy Kimmel told me to trick you.
Who's that?
Some of that's kind of mean, isn't it? Poor little kid.
All right. Yes, I think it is. Do you think they're doing that at the Kardashian West house? Do you think they're
taking away your makeup? No, no.
And your butt implants.
You're not going to get butt implants until you're 21.
Right. And the internet. So that you can't Google mommy.
That'll help.
Number one.
Oh, man. This is a weird moment that happened in the Cowboy-Giants game last night. Kevin Harlan in the booth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Black Cat.
Saw it live.
Runs out onto the field. Monday Night Football. And, well, what do you do if you're the announcer?
He's at the 30, the 25, the 20. He's at the 15. He's going all the way. The Black Cat, he just stopped. First and goal at the 8-yard line. There he goes. He's approaching it.
God.
Now, the point is that the Giants at that point, in the home stadium, right, when this happened, mm-hmm. Giants were up, what, 9-3. And then the Cowboys outscored them after the cat 34-9.
That's some bad luck, but mm-hmm. you would think if anyone were to get the bad luck, it would be the Cowboys. Because it's their home.
But. No. That's MetLife Stadium. They have bad luck.
Oh, I thought you said Cowboys were home.
No. Giants were home.
Giants were home.
As a fan going nuts.
Yes. That's a bad luck stadium because the Jets play there. Stephen A. Smith said this.
That black cat is an indication of things to come. What can go wrong will go wrong. Just wait. And I don't say that. I don't say that with the pleasure that you would think. Because my buddy Jerry Jones, I love that man. But I don't love him more than I hate Cowboy fans. And the fact that Cowboy fans are in line to be miserable come holiday season. That black cat was an indication. He's going to show back up around Christmas.
He loves Jerry Jones.
I don't, was he four or a guy? I don't even know where he stands on that. I'm lost now.
He wanted to disappoint Cowboy fans.
Okay. So
take that, Cowboy fans.
All right.
I don't know. Whew. That was a weird moment, though, to see that. I hope the cat's okay. That did occur to me.
Cat's going to be just fine.
Thank you.
Uncle Lair.
Thanks
don't
for
worry
hearing
about
that.
It's all
I'd
good.
Like to.
The top five at five.